Hello, friends, and welcome to Dice and an Extra Slice, our Bake Off Review podcast. I'm Alicia. I am shaped like a baked good.
I'm Josh, and I'm talking quiet because it's 12:30, and I have a flatmate.
We've made it, friends. We have made it to the Great British Bake Off final for 2022.
We have made it to the final. Finally to the final.
And it is mixed emotions because Yanoush isn't here, and I'm still mad about that. I'm still processing those feelings.
It's kind of like, what's the point? Mm. You know, I don't think there was an intro this week.
The intro this week was recapping over like the whole of the season and like fun shots of the other contestants.
All that jazz. And it was better than any other intro we've had.
But what was interesting, I say interesting, Noel was poorly for like, or I would say is the first day of baking, because I think they record each episode across 2 days, because that's the only way they can.
He was poorly for the signature and the technical.
And it was nice not having him there. It made Matt Lucas so much more annoying. He was doing like bits on his own and like trying to do bits with the bakers, and I've had a long day anyway, but I did not have the patience for anything Matt Lucas did today.
He just came across as a little bit hateful.
Just a bit self-involved. Like, they're trying to do really stressful challenges, and Matt Lucas is just there trying to do like a Paul Hollywood impression. It was just all of it. Hate it, dislike.
Yeah.
But enough about Matt. Let's talk about the bakers.
Let's talk about Shabira, Sandro, and Abdul, our final three.
So for the signature this week, they had to... It was a big fucking signature. They had to make 6 pies. They had to do 6 cakes and 6 finger sandwiches to have like a mini picnic.
Made of their own bread.
Yeah, they had to do their own bread, their own cakes, their own pastry for the pie. It was intense. Like, that is a lot to do in a signature.
It is a lot to do.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that much.
No, and it felt like such a big thing to be the first thing they do in the episode. Like, it felt like a really big swing.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. Should we talk about Abdul's?
Let's go for it.
I just remember Abdul's finger sandwiches. He had like beetroot and carrot with like cream cheese and I want to say dill.
Yes, that's right.
Look at me remembering flavors. They like, hey, I love the pink color, but they were so messy. Like, beetroot stains everything, and there was pink on like the corners and the sides of this beautiful white bread that was also very thick. Like, that was a thick finger sandwich.
It just didn't look very appealing. It looked like it had been lifted from a crime scene.
Didn't it? That's a very good description. Like, his prints were all over it. You could see every part of the sandwich that he had touched with his fingers.
It is a finger tragedy.
His pie was something with leek. His had like a grey inside.
Yeah, they didn't look good.
We don't know what was in his pie. It did not look appealing to me, but I'm not a pie person.
The only note I have about his pies is that they're supposed to have tarragon in. They weren't very tarragon-y.
Oh, interesting. And then his cakes, he did a Swiss roll, but it had kind of like sunk a little bit.
Oh, wait, no. The tarragon was in his Swiss roll.
Oh, was it?
I got confused because tarragon is normally a savoury herb.
Yeah, like I think they were okay. Yeah. I don't really can't remember much more than that.
Abdul again, providing us with a forgettable signature.
And then Sandro.
Sandro with a very rustic serving, I would say.
Yeah, he did egg cress sandwiches, didn't he?
Egg and cress with a little bit of mustard to give it a bit of kick.
Yes, he had egg cress sandwiches and he had cauliflower cheese pies, which sounded amazing.
Great.
The judges said they were tasty. I feel like they enjoyed them.
Mm-hmm.
And his cakes, he was the only one who didn't do a Swiss roll. He had like 2 layers of sponge with some kind of cream cheese, which I fucking love a cream cheese.
Yes.
And he had a fruit kind of compote in it, which they said worked perfectly because it was really sharp and delicious.
Was it only 2 layers?
But it was a chonky cake. It was a bit too big for finger cakes.
But in classic Sandro fashion, he gave himself extra work.
Oh God, yeah, he made biscuits, didn't he?
And tarts.
Oh, yeah, I think his bread was quite chunky. They had to, like, cut the crusts off because he hadn't on one of them.
Yeah, his sandwiches weren't dainty, but they were tasty.
Mm.
The pastry on his pies was undercooked. I mean, all of it, including the cakes, was just huge.
That was a big picnic.
They were big picnics.
And then Shabira.
Shabira had quite plain stuff going on.
Do you know what? For Shabira, it was the least like appealing that it's looked like. It was very decorative. It looked very uniform. Yeah. They said like hotel food.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But it wasn't on like a pretty basket or a little green patch of turf or anything, you know? It was just on a plate.
It seemed a bit like sterilized.
Yeah, a bit soulless. Like
clinical,
which is unusual.
It is, but it did demonstrate that she can do that kind
uniform,
of
neat
uniformity. Yeah.
She had no porky pies.
No porky pies.
Because they didn't have actual pork. It was aubergine and mushroom.
Yeah.
to give it like an umami flavor and a little tiny egg, which was like dead in the center. It was so cute. Like,
they were really cute. And I mean, all of her bakes for the signature were neat as a pin.
Yeah. She had heart-shaped finger sandwiches that were like with some kind of pea.
Bean. It was like a bean and salsa verde and coriander thing.
Something like that, which to me sounds, again, disgusting. Judges loved it.
I think it sounds pretty tasty.
It was, again, something the judges said, I've never had these flavors before. And shocker, they were delicious.
And then she had like a strawberry rosemary Swiss roll.
With an elderflower sponge.
And she made little like cake batter strawberries in the Genoise that she used for the Swiss roll.
But the rosemary was a bit overpowering, according to Prue.
Yes, apparently it was, which you would agree with because you hate rosemary.
I fucking hate rosemary. It's so aggressive in everything that it's in, and I have no time for that.
Bit of a mixed signature.
I think everyone did really well, but there was odd things where they're like, oh, this is a bit messy, and that could have done without this. Like, everyone had odd things that could have been better.
I agree. I just want to talk quickly about our Cakespiracy.
Mm-hmm.
For my watch, of the five adverts, four of them were that camembert thing, and I was bamboozled every single time.
I can't believe you didn't learn by that point.
I know.
So then that leads us into our technical,
which they were making
a summer bomb.
They had to make a summer pudding bomb. For those of you who are uninitiated, summer pudding is when you take bread and soak it in a mixed berry syrup. And generally that's it. But in this one, they had to make like a creamy mousse thing.
It had a particular name. It was like bomb noir or something.
A bomb creme, something
creme
like that.
Creme bomb.
And in the center, they had to make a mixed fruit jelly. But they had to use vegetable gelatin for it, which, as we all know, say it with me, has to be boiled. I didn't know that coming into this every day of school day.
Yeah, it felt like that was a very niche thing for the technical to be like, there's this incredibly key element that isn't very commonly known and we're testing to see if our bakers know it, which,
I agree.
So I'm just Googling to see what the creme bon thing is. And there's loads of articles saying that loads of Bake Off fans were fuming because of the technical, saying that they were set up for failure and it was done to humiliate the contestants, I think, because of the vegetarian gelatin.
Having done some reading, but avoiding spoilers mostly, I came into this knowing who the winner was, which was tough for me. Having done some reading, people thought this entire episode was unfair. They weren't given enough time.
Yeah. It's hard to say because when you hear, 4.5 hours, that's a long time. But when you think, you know, the amount of times it takes to like put a cake together, leave it to set or whatever, especially bread needs proving and all of this. Yeah. I'm mostly seeing tweets about how someone's really annoyed about this vegetarian thing.
And also for the summer pudding bomb, they used the bread they made in the first challenge as the bread for the summer pudding, which is a nice way of saying if you're bad at making bread, you don't deserve to win Bake Off, which I think is fair.
Yeah, so it was a weird technical. It's not something I'd seen before. The gelatin was a bit of a kind of mean out of left field thing because, hey, if you've never worked with it, you're never going to know that it's treated different to normal gelatin.
That's been a bit of a theme of all the technicals this year.
Yep. But like, they all did a pretty good job. A few of them had issues with soaking the bread enough. Like, I know Shabira and Sandro like plunged their bread into the raspberry and then were like, they'd ran out of syrup. Whereas Abdul was just like painting his onto the bread. There was issues with the jelly not setting. I think Shabira set and Abdul's did. Sandro. Oh, Sandro, my child.
Sandro didn't boil it.
No. So his did not set.
Which is a shame because apparently, according to Prue, he made some lovely glazed fruit.
Oh, his was just such a mess. Basically, the jelly for him hadn't set. Whatever this cream moussey thing that's meant to go around the edge also hadn't set. And I think a lot of the bakers had problem with that not really being set. Abdul's had started to split, but it was a bit more together. Shabira's was not set properly, and it was a bit more kind of creamy and moussey and not, like, holding its position. But Sandro's was, like, melting all over the plate. And he'd done circles of bread. Even though it specifically said rectangles, he had, like, circles of bread just, like, placed next to each other. And then he just dumped a load of fruit on top at the end. Bless his heart. He really just threw in the towel going, I don't fucking know what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
But they, Abdul kind of had the right dome shape and was a bit more together. Shabira's had really nice flavour, but it was just like falling apart a bit because the stuff hadn't set properly. So Sandra, of course, came last.
Yeah.
Shabira got second and Abdul came in swinging for the top spot.
Which, you know, they wanted to applaud him and Paul said, don't clap that.
because I think it was his, as much as he won, his still wasn't a very good example, which is that's those are the frustrating technicals where no one really gets it. Basically, this was nowhere near as enjoyable as the vertical tarts.
No, it wasn't.
I was treated too well last week. I had a great time last week.
Last week was really good.
We were on the edges of our seats.
This week, I was looking for something else to do. I will say the summer puddings did look like meat.
Yeah, I think as it's like the pink bread. Also, just any bread soaked. I'm not a fan of wet bread. I just would not ever want to put it in my mouth. So the idea of bread for a pudding in my head is just a big no.
It does work. It's one of my favourite desserts.
Oh, and they had to do meringue kisses. And Shabira's were like tiny little like M&M sized kisses. And Sandro's were like fucking £2 coin size meringue kisses. Like they were so wildly different. And I think they had to put like 20 in. So Shabira throws in like 20 of these tiny little things and Sandro's chucking in these giant coin sized fucking meringue into his mix. Oh.
It was a real, yeah.
So still very mixed going into the showstopper, but Noel's feeling better. So we've got Noel back, which means, you know, there's someone there to distract Matt.
And the showstopper is a large planet-themed edible sculpture.
Which also is just so fucking vague.
Yeah.
And what the judges said, what they said, oh, it could be our planet. It could be the Earth or a volcano. I think it was too vague a thing because
it was very vague.
None of them had any direction in what they were doing.
Before we even get into it, can I just say, I didn't think any of them looked particularly good.
No. For a bake-off final showstopper, like normally for the showstoppers, the way they make it complicated is they give them like creative freedom, but they'll say you need to have at least, you know, 10 baked things, or like you need 2-3 tiers and or whatever. Like they give them specifics. They didn't have any specifics for this other than it had to be like a sculpture, which I will say, I don't think anyone bar Shabira really had a sculpture.
Mm.
Like Sandro just had 2 cakes on like a 2-tier stand.
Yeah.
And Abdul had 2 cakes on a 2-tier stand and the middle kind of bit connecting was kind of covered in something. But Shabira made an orangutan. Was it ugly as all hell? Absolutely.
It was very derpy. I've got derpy written down.
It was difficult visually, but at least she made what looked like a sculpture. Like, at least she attempted it.
It looked like a sculpture. It was an ugly but fun monkey.
Yep. Her sponge had a hazelnut and chocolate buttercream.
And it was black pepper and blackberry jam on the inside, yeah. which is a thing that I want to have in my mouth.
Yeah, and Paul fucking loved it. Prue wasn't a big fan of the buttercream, but she's wrong.
According to Paul, she is, yeah.
And she had little tarragon biscuits.
Tarragon shortbread. And again, couldn't taste the tarragon. Don't bake with tarragon, kids. But
Prue said she was pleased with that because they were delicious as they were. Absolutely beautiful shortbread.
And they were also served with the blackberry jam.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, there was a gooseberry meringue, which was messy but tasty.
There was also a tart.
Was there?
Yeah, there was tarts on top. And she had like little meringues upside down. She'd done little tarts that Paul said weren't the prettiest, but they were delicious.
Yes. So Shabira made a pretty good bake.
Yeah, she had delicious flavours.
Despite the fact that it looked kind of weird.
Yeah, just so strange looking. And yeah, Sandro's was just, the bottom layer was meant to be earth and it had a nice like blue ombre icing colour, but he'd stuck some bread rolls on the side and just slapped some grey icing on it to make it look like boulders.
It was a lemon sponge with a plum compote on the inside and it was burnt. There was a very funny moment.
Oh God.
When Sandro was like, I smell something burning, opened his oven and it was in fact his cake.
Well, what's annoying is that like they were saying, you know, Shabira was like, this is going in for 15 minutes. Abdul, this is going in for 20 minutes. Sandro, I don't bake by timers. I bake by appearance, which like, hey, I understand, but also bake off final, bud. You can't be vibe cooking. That's what sent Maxi home.
Just inviting chaos.
Mm-hmm. So he burnt his cake, but like, I think the flavor was okay and like tasty otherwise. It was just burnt.
He made sweet bread with a lemon curd and cream filling.
Yeah, those were the boulders.
The bread was underproofed and it was just like a lemon cream. It wasn't a lemon curd cream, it was just like a lemon cream.
Yeah, so just very simple.
They were a bit disappointing. And then he made raspberry cream-filled profiteroles.
Mm-hmm. Which they really liked.
Which they really liked. They had a bit of white chocolate in.
Yeah, they said that the raspberry inside wasn't that sweet, but then the white chocolate on top added the sweetness. But Paul said he'd put the chocolate on wrong. He said he should have spun it. I don't know what that means.
No, I don't know what that means
either. But he had this whole cake on top that looked like it was a sun. It had these triangles stuck into it.
Yeah.
They didn't cut into it. They didn't talk about it. What the fuck was the thing on top of his bake? And why was it not eaten? And why was it not discussed?
Don't know. I wasn't paying attention well enough.
It just blows my mind. He'd carried it back to his table. It wasn't like they'd tried it and it didn't make the cut. He carried it back to his table and that top cake was whole. And I cannot fathom what it was and why they didn't eat it.
Me neither.
This is my new conspiracy. And then Abdul, his thing was themed around bees.
It looked really good.
I mean, from afar.
And then, much like my life, the closer you get, the messier it is.
Like, it was very yellow and there was little bits of honeycomb. When I say bits of honeycomb, it was just like, it looked like yellow fondant that had a honeycomb print stamped on it. Mm. I don't know what it actually was made of.
He made little bees out of macaron.
Which were burnt. He'd overdone them.
And didn't have the right shape. He didn't even make them bee-shaped.
No, and he didn't even make the black lines thick. Like, he literally drew thin black lines on these yellow macarons.
To go with a honey sponge with blackberry jam that was, by all accounts, far too sweet.
Well, I think Paul said he didn't mind that it just tasted of honey, but you definitely could taste the honey.
He made two buns that were bad and flat.
Horrendous. And he admitted they were horrendous. And then the top, he'd done what looked like a stack of pancakes. It was some kind of biscuit. And I think it might be the biscuit they did in the Showstopper last week.
It might have been croquen, yeah.
I think it was the same type of biscuit. Mm. And Paul said it was great. It was very tasty. Crispy on the outside, soft and chewy on the inside. But it looked messy, like he'd kind of just like drizzled what I guess was honey on top. It just looked a bit, like they all looked messy.
Yeah, it looked like a honey caramel or something. Yeah,
like for the showstopper of the Bake Off final, they all, like it was none of their best work. All of them got negative critique for at least one thing, if not more than one thing. Like no one smashed it.
It was a really anticlimactic final.
Yeah, it was. Like in previous years, you've got people that like all pull off the most incredible showstoppers and you're like, fuck, how do you choose a winner? But this, it was like, okay, well, everyone's fucked up.
Yeah.
So then I guess it makes their job easier, but it's disappointing for us because I want to see these beautiful, elegant cakes. And it was just, yeah, it was just a bit shit. But Noel, you could tell Noel was sick and that actually was making him just act like a normal human, which I found and much nicer.
It was really nice to see.
He was much more bearable to watch on the show.
Absolutely. Which I guess brings us
to the results.
Which, by the way, is exactly how they delivered the results.
Yeah, it was really anticlimactic.
There
you got
no
you
pageantry.
Got to meet all the old bakers, and they said who they think was going to win. Of course, Reb said Sandro. But like, there was clips of the family and everything, and then all the judges came out, and the bakers came out, and there's all the applause. And it literally, Matt Lucas just said, "And the winner of the," and like, there was no speech about how great the bakers have been and what an incredible journey. None of that. He just announced it straight away, and I found it so jarring. Mm. Should we do the good job together?
Should we do it together? Should we try and do it together?
And the winner of the Great British Bake Off 2022
is Shabira! Congratulations, Shabira. You won it. You're the people's princess.
She slayed it. I said to Josh, I said, if anyone wins Bar Shabira, I will full on fucking riot. Because after the Yanoush travesty that was last week.
Yanoush gate.
Also, I must say, watching Sandra fuck up this week was even more stressful, knowing that really it should have been Yanoush.
It should have been Yanoush fucking up in there.
No offense to you, Sandra. We love you. It should have been Yanoush. But Shabira definitely deserved it. Yeah. She's had iconic flavours. Yeah. She's really brought something different. Also, she's funnier. She's funnier than anyone else in that tent.
She's very funny.
She's funnier than the presenters. She's always cracking jokes and puns. And I'm like, Shabira, you're so much funnier than you realise. I love her.
A queen.
And it was a very well-deserved win. Mm. It was a disappointing final, but it was a well-deserved win for Shabira.
Absolutely. And well, that's the end of what has been a pretty crap Bake Off season.
It's not been the best, and it is making me want to go and watch old Bake Off where the presenters actually enhance the show and the bakes are interesting and it's about baking and not cooking steak, you know.
But you can't watch it anywhere.
Can you not?
Unless you buy it on DVD.
Oof.
So that's
well, we
it
hope
from me.
You've enjoyed listening to our extra slice. We enjoy doing it. If you like it, we'll do it again next year.
Even if you don't, we'll do it again next year.
And hey, this is a fun little new plug that we haven't really announced, not that it's going to be announced like properly, we've mentioned it. Dice and a Slice is going to be at Dragon Meet, which is a convention happening in London in the UK this December the 3rd. It's going to be great. We're going to be in the podcast zone, meeting people, hanging out. There might be a cake related thing going on.
We're going to have a cake related mini game.
Yeah, so if you're in London or you're going to Dragon Meet, let us know. We'd love to meet you and see you and come say hi.
And
Josh unfortunately won't be able to be there, which is very sad.
On account of the fact that I'm geographically otherwise located at the moment.
Yeah, but I will be there, Tom will be there, and Jazz will be there. So if you're around, come say hi, come hang out.
Now, all that remains for me is to say thank you to Alicia for being a wonderful co-host and a superb editor. And I couldn't have done it without you. I certainly wouldn't have done it without you.
Do I have to thank you now? What's happening?
No, you
we don't normally do this.
I'm just thanking you because I appreciate you.
Aww, that's very nice. You all know how wonderful Josh is. I talk about it a lot, so I feel like, you know, that's... That's common parlance for me.
I'm pretty fucking good.
You are.
All right, lovely people, we gotta go.
Bye, friends. Hope you enjoyed
this.
Go eat some cake.
Bye.